Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're yawning. I should be the one who's yawning.
Why?
Because I keep having terrible nightmares. I'm waking up in the middle of the night in our boiling hot room.
Oh no, it's so boiling hot. And you, I can feel the heat from you from here. It's like you hold my hand or you try and put your hand on my back and I'm like... What? A piece of iron's gone on there. Burning hot piece of iron.
A piece of iron?
Yeah, actually like a hot, slithery seal. Because it's a little bit clammy too.
We have this thing, and I don't know if anyone else has this, is that Sophie gets into bed and she sleeps across the bed. And you sleep across the bed and you're so hot.
You ordered a bed that could fit seven people in it and you still wanted a bigger one.
You
So don't be so unrelatable.
Yeah, but you sleep across it. You don't give me any space whatsoever in the bed.
I'm taller than you, so I need more space.
You're not taller than me.
I am.
And then you've been sleeping naked recently as well.
Because I'm so roasting hot. And also Melissa told me that it's like best to do that. You need air everywhere.
Oh, it's not because you've been feeling frisky.
No.
Oh, okay, fine. I thought that was the...
What, me starfishing because I'm so hot is me trying to act frisky. And
I thought that's what
is
it was.
Is that really sexy when I do that?
I keep having these terrible nightmares. I had a nightmare that you left me and went and lived in Tennessee.
Always wanted to live in Tennessee.
You went and lived in Tennessee...
You'd get a ranch in Tennessee.
No, but you were without me and I kept trying to call you and you wouldn't pick up the phone.
This isn't the first nightmare you've had like this.
I know, that's because you don't show
emotion. This could actually be one of those weird things where it's actually you not wanting to be with me. We should probably look this up before we go any further in this marriage. This could be like, you know, when if your teeth are getting pulled out, you're lacking money. So it's like they're taking all your money out. But each tooth is $100 gone.
That's not the rule. That
and
is
me,
not the rule.
Me leaving you could be actually reverse psychology. You're going, get me away from her.
You're having dreams that you're cheating on me. I'm having dreams that you're leaving me.
No, I had a dream last night that I got a tattoo because I'm really thinking about getting one, just a slinky one here, but I don't know how.
Slinky one.
And then I had a dream that it spread all over my body and I was just one big walking tattoo and it was just growing all around my hair and I was like, stop, how do I get rid of it? And then I like had to woke up and I was like, go back into the sleep. Don't worry, we can solve it. Sleep, we'll get it all lasered off. So day by day, I had to get a little bit of my tattoo lasered off.
When I woke up this morning and said, please don't go to Tennessee, you just went, shh.
I know, because it was 6:30. And
doesn't
I was
matter,
like,
just be
I
nice.
Sleep. I don't sleep.
You do sleep.
No, I don't. I have anxiety every single night.
No, you don't.
Why do we think that is?
You don't have anxiety every single night. Last night and the night before you've had anxiety.
No, last night I slept like a log and you woke me up at 6:49 when I was literally mid-sleep. I had my eye mask on. I was like, surely not to tell me about his stupid goddamn dream.
Yeah, but just comfort me.
I put my hand on your back.
No, and then you went, it's boiling, and took it off again. So none of it just worked.
It's like a fire.
Hello, I'm Jamie Leng.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habu.
And we met 4 years ago, and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to episode number 9 of Nearlyweds.
I don't know if it's number 9. Do you think it's number 9?
I reckon it's number 9.
Number 9 in Nearlyweds. I'm Jamie.
I'm Sophie Abu, and I am marrying Jamie Leng.
Oh, there it is.
And I got it right.
Yeah, you got it right.
How funny was it the other show where...
What?
I've obviously made it announced now that your name is actually not Leng.
And it's Leng.
Someone out there like, well, we were... I'm not going to like name drop because we sound lame.
where were we? You were set.
Well, like Rosie Ramsey. And then they made
Hang on. You made it sound like it was Brad Pitt.
I know, but even...
I'm not going to name drop, but Rosie Ramsey and Chris Ramsey were on that show.
Sorry, they're cool.
I know they're cool.
She was like, no, I got the name right. And Jamie's like, no, please just call me Leng. And then it was like, Sophia Boo and Jamie Leng. Like, no one knows how to say it, and I die. Chris... Everyone freaks out. They're like, and Jamie, Leng.
No, Chris Ramsey panicked. That's what he said. Sophia Boo and Jamie Gleering. I didn't know what.
And then I watched it live or whatever. I'm hot.
I'm boiling.
You're always boiling. That's the problem.
The funniest though was when...
that hat must keep some hair in. Why don't you take it off? Because you're the same colour as it.
We did another TV show the other day. Do all these couple shows. And I'm not going to say who the guests were, but it was another couple show.
She's got another one in.
Yeah, we got another one in. We did another couple show the other day.
Funny that you didn't do these shows without me, isn't it?
Get off your little pony or whatever you're on.
Did you?
Yeah, I've always done shows. You can go on the internet and Google my name on YouTube and you see what? Jamie Lang's...
Celeb Jews twice?
No, you can go and see Jamie Lang's best bits on 8 out of 10 Cats Countdown.
Okay, well, I'd never do that because...
Okay.
Can you imagine me?
Yeah, you'd be real good. Anyway, we did this other couple show the other day and the other famous couple were asked, what are your worst habits? And the wife said to the husband, oh, you fart a lot. And Sophie went, in the middle of this recording, went, ew.
No, I didn't realise I said it out loud. I went, ugh. I was so disgusting. Jamie was like, Sophie, camera's on me. I was like, ugh.
Oh, God, it was too
That
good.
Was also another time when they were like, what's Jake the breath?
Oh, no. No, that's so mean.
Basically, I can't even remember what happened. So
we did the pilot for the Chris and Rosie Ramsey show. And
we love name dropping that.
Yeah. Why are they coming up so much and not?
We're actually best friends though.
I love them. I absolutely love them. I got another story about them in a second.
Oh, no, stop.
We did the Chris and Rosie Ramsey show. If you saw it, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, if you...
It's not your show. Thanks for tuning in for our show.
Yeah, well, we were on it, so it is nice.
All right, go on.
Anyway, they were asked a question. Loads of questions were asked about me and you couldn't get any of the answers right. And then Karen... My Strictly partner was asked who had the worst breath out of all her partners, and you went, obviously, you shouted, it's Jamie.
I knew this one, it's Jamie.
I was like, what?
Ow, my head hurts.
Hey, we've had a lot of things that's happened to us this week.
Like what?
One of the things is we went to the doctors the other day. You dragged me to the doctors with you.
Yeah, I had a bad mole, guys, but...
No, you did not have a bad mole.
I had a mole that kept bleeding. What else do you call that? That's a bad mole.
No, you kept picking a mole.
I do not pick anything, and I would never pick a mole. A mole kept bleeding. Don't worry, I'm fine. But as you should, and if you listen and you have a moldy mole, not a moldy mole, a bleedy mole. Bleedy mole? Is that the right thing to say? Go get them, Chad. I book in. I went to a dermatologist at a hospital, actually. So, and I was like, Jamie, you must come with me.
Yeah.
And I showed him my mole, which is like just above my boob, and...
No, what happened was you got in there, the doctor said, okay, fine, we're just going to examine you. You got your boobs out and he went, no, you don't need to get naked in here.
No, he wanted to see my mom first and then we were doing my legs and he said, you can cover up your boobs now. Because I just lay there, like he gave me a blanket and I just put it on the side of the bed. I was like, laying there stark naked. He was like, you can cover up your breast area now. And I was like, oh, so sorry.
Do you remember when we were first dating, the one thing you did pick, if we're going to go into it by accident, do you remember this? When, I don't anymore, but I had a problem with...
No, if you tell the story, you are weirder than I think.
Why?
Because it is so grotesque.
It's not your fault.
No, I actually feel bad because each and every person in this room will gag. This isn't for the ears.
Not for the ears?
This is so disgusting. And also, it makes it sound like I was fingering your bum hole, which is never the case.
No, that's not the case. She was not doing that. I was lying naked with her and she...
No, by the way...
She caught her fingernail on something. She's like,
I had acrylics on at the moment. I went through a stage.
She had acrylics and she caught her fingernail on something and she said, what's that? I said, sorry, that was my piles.
Yeah. By the way, I just need to talk about this because I didn't catch my finger on it like willy-nilly. Like, I don't go near his arsehole. Trust me, it's an area that I stay well away from. But he was bent over, sleeping in bed, you know, like in the fetal position. His butt was sort of like backing onto me. And I like moved. I was like getting something from the bottom of the bed. And I bent my hand up. And I was like, what the hell was that? Like, I just got caught on. And he was like, oh, it was my part. And I literally, I was like, And right now, I must say, I feel slightly ill.
Oh my God. It was truly one of the greatest moments of our relationship.
One of the most fascinating things about you is that you tell people things like that.
Yeah, but why not? Like, it's relatable.
No, it isn't. People get it sorted. There's steroid creeds from it. You don't have to live with piles. You can get it sorted. It's not something you're stuck with forever. Okay. There's creams out there. There's things
well,
to
find
help.
Me some cream and put it on.
I bought you some. It's at home. You just never do it. You like that thing there. It's like your little friend. You can't be without it.
It's not my little friend.
It is.
No, it's not my...
You've given it a name, I'm sure of
what,
it.
What would I call my piles if I had a name?
Derek. You check in with him every now and again.
What do I say to him?
I don't know. You're right down there, buddy.
When will I call him Derek when I'm annoyed at him?
Well, what, D on the day to day?
Do you know how you get piles?
I don't want to know. And yes, I do know.
You don't know?
Yes, I do know. I'm fully aware.
How do you get piles?
You squeeze too hard, you revolting boy. And the fact you just made me say that is just rank. You're rank. I'm so sorry, everyone listening. Let's get back to the wedding.
Okay, everybody, here's time for our listeners' messages. By the way, thank you so much for keep writing in at Nilly.
Guys, I piss myself.
They're so funny.
I, on my Sunday evenings, that's like my time to just scroll through them. They are too good.
We absolutely...
Oh, we got loads of photos recently from one couple after a story. Are we going to read them out today?
Yeah, we're going to read out some messages. So please keep sending in. We read all of them. There's lots coming in. So if we don't get back to you, I'm so sorry. But we do see everything. And we just want to say a big thank you to everyone who is listening to us and writing to us. We have Jessica Adams on Insta. It says, "Hi, Sophie and Jamie. I absolutely love your podcast. And you guys make me laugh out loud every week. I'm not actually engaged yet. Still waiting on my boyfriend 4.5 years to pull his finger out his ass."
Oh, come on, boyfriend. Pull your finger out your ass.
Speaking of ass.
No.
"But I'd love to know your guys' thoughts on asking your wedding guests to dress a certain way. For example, all wear one colour or all wear pastels, etc. Also, side question, do you think more people refer to you as Sophie and Jamie or Jamie and Sophie? And either way, do you think there's a reason behind it, e.g. whoever you're closer to would say your name first?" That's a great one.
I love that so much. So actually, you've just made me think that's definitely a thing. All the wedding planning party should be dressed the same. However, Lucia, our wedding planner, is honestly the chicest person I've ever seen dress. Like, she is gorgeous from head to toe. She's so chic. So I would almost just, but I hope all her like employees are super chic too, because imagine they came all in like black, like overalls.
No, we're not talking about the people who work there.
Oh, she means her wedding guests.
Yeah, sorry. Not everyone has staff who work on their wedding.
Oh, okay.
So we're talking about all the
wedding
guests.
Well, I think people do, because they're not going to like serve the food, get in the kitchen, than the bride themselves.
Yeah, so. But no, we're talking about all the wedding guests wear one colour.
If you want to do that, I think it's totally fine.
I think it's a great idea. I love that
idea. I don't want that for mine, but I think that's a really nice idea. I don't think that's an issue. It makes it a bit easier.
If everyone wore one colour at a wedding, think of the photos. Everyone wore pink.
I just wish everyone would wear white at ours, but then I want to be the star of the show.
So you're going to be the only one in white?
Yeah, I am. But I'm going to say, like, summer dresses and linen suits. We've changed linen suits.
Okay,
now.
So you've now gone back to it.
Yeah, my dad's going to be so happy.
Okay, so your thinking on that is that if you want to do everyone in the same colour, you can do it. But if you can't, then don't worry.
My thinking is, if you want to do that, I don't think it's going to annoy anyone. I think it's your wedding. I think it's your day. I think if you chose pastel, look, there's so many outfits that are pastel. Like, don't worry about it. If you say, "I want everyone to come in dominatrix," everyone will be like, "No thanks." But I think what you're asking is super reasonable.
Okay. Also, who's first? Is it Jamie and Sophie or Sophie and Jamie?
I actually think people say Sophie and Jamie.
No,
just
they
of
don't.
My name.
They say Jamie and Sophie.
I think...
Let's invite Jamie and Sophie over.
Should we drink Sophie and Jamie over?
Why don't we phone someone up now and test it?
I don't think it means you're more important one or the other. Just, I reckon it's the way that your word works. Like, if you were called Mog, they'd say Jamie and Mog. They wouldn't go Mog and Jamie.
What do you mean Mog?
Or maybe they would.
Okay, go.
So our wedding was pretty easy to plan.
Who's this from? You have to tee it up.
Zoe Elliot 46 Elliot Z.
Just from Zoe.
So our wedding was pretty easy to plan, except looking for a suitable father-daughter song. By the way, I found out this thing. The father and the daughter have a dance before you and I.
What are you going to dance to?
I don't know.
Well, you have to pick one. Pick one now.
Hotel California.
That's what you want.
Or hotel. Bye,
Miss America. You're gonna dance that. How are you gonna dance
Chevy
that?
To the levee. Me and my dad used to sing that all the time. Anyways. Okay. So our wedding was pretty easy, except for looking for a suitable father-daughter song. I spent months listening to recommendations, but nothing seemed quite right, or the words were too couply and not appropriate for a father-daughter relationship.
Yeah, got it.
That would be awkward. I finally found one that I knew my dad would love and was perfect for what I wanted to say to my dad through my song choice. Fast forward to the day and the dance was announced. My dad and I stand up to dance and some random Ed Sheeran song was totally inappropriate words started playing. Goodness knows what people thought. It was so awkward.
I remember when I was younger and I watched, have you ever seen the movie 8mm? Oh my God, it's when Nicolas Cage is about snuff movies. Snuff movies snuff. Like really intense porn.
Bet you love that.
I didn't love it. And I was
pretending that it was when you were like 8. It was last week.
I was six years old. And I was watching this movie, and my dad had to go and switch it off. He was like, "This is so inappropriate." It was awful.
Your dad was watching.
No, we were watching it together in Washington D.C. We'd just been to a ranch.
Oh, you went to
Wyoming.
The cinema?
No, we didn't go to the cinema. We were watching in a hotel room.
But surely your dad knew what snuff.
No,
was
we
when
didn't.
Put it on.
There was no like explanation before. We just switched.
You
it on.
Walked in on your dad watching it and got into bed with him, and he was like, "Oh, really inappropriate. Must turn it off."
No, that is not what happened. We were watching a movie. It was at 8mm, and then we realised what was happening in the movie, and it was really inappropriate.
That is very inappropriate. I remember also when I broke my leg, my mum said, "You can watch any movie you want to watch." And I said, "I want to go watch 40-Year-Old Virgin." So we went and sat when I was 10 years old with my leg in a cast watching 40-Year-Old Virgin, like this, whilst he's like spanking this like prostitute.
We're not talking the movie. My mum and I went to the cinema. And we had a choice between Meet the Parents or watching Brokeback Mountain.
But Meet the Parents is so good, I don't get why you wouldn't do that.
Because we didn't know what it was about. Then we went and watched Brokeback Mountain. And it was in a packed cinema.
Still haven't seen that movie.
You know, it was in a packed cinema. And I was sitting next to my mum in the middle of the cinema, surrounded by loads of people. And as they went up the mountain and started having a little fire together, I realised what was about to happen.
Uh-oh.
And I lost control. I started laughing so much.
That's so rude.
It's not rude.
That's so rude.
It's not rude.
That's really rude to the gay community as well.
What? No, it's not. It was. Yeah. I was 4, 12 years old. It's a sex scene. Doesn't matter if it's gay or straight.
That's true.
And I just started laughing hysterically, and I looked over at my mum, and my mum didn't move. Her hands are on her knees, and she's looking straight at the screen, not looking at me.
Penny just like this.
Penny freaking out
in her mind, going,
"It's not happening, it's not happening, it's not happening."
We've got another message from Charlotte. So it says, "Hi guys, love the podcast. I got married a few years ago and I'm from the UK, but my husband is American and we both live in the US. Weddings over here are very different to home, I feel. In last week's podcast, someone wrote in feeling guilty that their friends were paying for their honeymoon. Over in the US, the average wedding is around 200 to 300 people. Wow, they're massive.
Wow.
And every couple is expected to bring a cash gift for the bride and groom. On average, it's about $250 to $300 a couple.
Jesus.
So the bride and groom end up making bank from their wedding. I had friends that got 50 grand in gifts alone. That is wild.
Oh my God.
Also, they throw a bridal shower before where they will buy the bride crazy gifts from a registry she's created.
A registry? From a registry.
They will buy the bride crazy gifts from a registry she's created. It's all round just really crazy. Wanted to share your thoughts. Imagine how many massages you could get from 50k, Sophie. So many.
Sophie's, honestly, her eyes have lit up like a light bulb.
Do you think we can do this? We won't ask for gifts. We just ask for cash. Make bank. Just open a new bank account.
Hey, guys, to all of our guests, do you mind just bringing cash?
Yeah.
You just want...
Just put it in my cleavage if you want.
Sorry, like you're some stripper.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're some stripper.
And good luck for your wedding. And it's going to be so beautiful. Thank you, Charlotte. That is very knowledgeable. And I am taking very good note of that.
How much should we ask for our guests to bring? What type? How much cash?
I reckon the same. 200 is what they do in the US.
Sorry, guys.
They're ahead of the game.
In the US, they bring $250 worth of cash. So we would like exchange rates, you know, a little ropey
at
the moment.
Yeah, could do that.
Yeah. She's being serious. We'll bring, if you can bring £200 in cash.
Lovely.
20s and 10s.
Don't worry about checks. Just cash is fine. Straight up.
Thank you to everyone for our listeners' messages. Right, we've got to get into it. We have so much going on at the moment in terms of wedding. Firstly, guys, we're moving house, which is a nightmare.
Well, we've not really done much.
You haven't done
once
much.
Once again, guys, if you haven't noticed already, we're probably I must say, it's probably me. I am so unorganized. Like,
yeah, you are so unorganized. You, I think I've said this before. You leave bills and just think they magically disappear.
I put them behind a vase in the kitchen. They build up the little.
Is that where you put them?
The brown ones scare me. Ooh.
Yeah, but the brown ones are the worst ones.
I know. I don't want to open them.
So but you can't just leave post in the corner.
I do, and then I got a debt collected the other day, and I was like, oh, but I paid it. Don't worry.
Okay, good. You leave the post everywhere. We're now trying to move house, and moving house is the biggest nightmare thing I've ever had to do.
Worse than a wedding.
Well, yeah. I mean, you put all of the strain and stress on me. Like today, you phoned me up. You again this morning. You phoned me and
you want to have a fight on this.
No,
podcast.
I don't want to have a fight.
You want to mix it up and cause a fight.
I don't want to have a fight. You phoned me up this morning and you got cross at me because I hadn't found out the answer to the venue at the moment that we're trying to lock down for the wedding.
Because Jamie, you have to prioritize one thing or the other. I have my dad on the
prioritizing.
Phone. We have Lucia, our wedding planner, all waiting at your fingertips while you go. Ooh, just let me wait and come back to you when I can.
I'm not waiting or coming back.
It's going to go. The date's going to go. I've told everyone the date. I've told everyone the venue.
But Sophie, we haven't locked down the venue or the date.
Well, I refuse to get married anywhere else.
But you can't. But this is outrageous. We haven't locked it down.
But we must do that.
I know. We're trying to do it.
But we can't until you commit.
I can't.
You can't commit.
I can commit. We can't commit because the budget's so extortionate.
I know. Well, then we've got to cut some people. Your friends, they're out.
Can I say to everyone what the budget was that we got sent over for
no,
2 days?
You crass motherfucker.
It's not crass.
No.
I think people should know. And it
no.
Okay, I'm not going to say, but it was wildly expensive.
Wildly expensive.
Wildly.
The barbecue on the second day was...
For a barbecue on the second day, they said €120 a head.
Everyone's going to be hungover the next day anyway. But give them a burger. They'll be happy as Larry.
But the big thing is, it feels like there's a pressure now to have a second day.
We can't fly everyone to Spain and then go, oops, you're just having one day off on your own. Like, it's just too much. You have to now, with a destination wedding, have 2 days or three. It's just a thing.
No, but you don't. That's just so much pressure on everyone.
I know it is, but it is a thing. I do think that if you go abroad, it's a lot to ask people. A lot of our friends have babies. You know, it's a big ask. It's an expense to fly them. I mean, we're not paying for their flights. We're not paying for their accommodation. So they're not going to fly out for one day and fly back. So they've got to pay for accommodation for 3 nights. And if we're not going to entertain them, what are they going to do?
They're in another country. That's entertaining enough.
No, we've got to have a day too. Do you guys agree?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking our listeners.
But they can't respond.
But I feel like they'd agree with me.
But the day two, right, is you're meant to, you've got this pressure to put on a day two after your wedding. So you have your wedding, your ceremony, things like that on the day. And then the next day you're meant to throw a pool party or a beach party or a barbecue or something. That's what the done thing seems to be.
Just rewind a couple of months when you said that that day was your day to plan and that day was your favourite day. And now someone's creeping.
Yeah, but I didn't realise how expensive everything was going to be. So what about we just do one day?
No.
You don't want to do that?
No.
Why not?
Because it's embarrassing.
That's not embarrassing. It's lovely and fun. And we just have a wonderful first day doing it.
Uh-oh.
What's happened?
That's got turmeric in it and it's just made my new manicure orange.
My favourite thing is that we're talking about the wedding at this moment and you're worried about that your drink has... Oh, no.
All my nails are orange and I'm going on a handy tomorrow and I've got orange tips, like an orange, like I've just gone ding into an orange manicure. That's perfect. Turmeric stains as well.
Okay, wait, hang on. So let's just get this right. So we're planning on doing the 2 days. That's what we want to do.
We must do 2 days. I personally think we should do three.
3 day wedding?
All right, okay, how's this? We'll just have everyone pay their drinks.
Yeah. That's what we should do. BYOB.
We could just do a mashup on the beach and just bring your bottle.
A mashup on the beach.
Is that what you call them?
You mean,
don't embarrass me.
Again, I've said this before. We're 9 episodes in and we still haven't got to a place where we're like, okay, fine. We know exactly what we're doing. We still don't have the venue locked down.
We've got the venue locked down.
No,
we
that's not locked down.
We just need to confirm and we just need to pay. We just need to do a bank transaction to confirm it is ours. The dates are in. Secondly, we have the day two. Mm-hmm. And I have my accommodation. You just need to find yours.
Where's my family staying?
In the villa next door. You've got to book it.
Do you think it's unnecessary to have a full-blown party the next day when we're giving a party for our wedding day?
Absolutely.
You think you think that's the necessary thing that we have to do?
It's what I'm most excited for. Should I tell you why?
Why, honey?
Because on day one, I won't get drunk. I think I'm going to have 3 glasses of champagne.
That is the biggest lie I ever heard. You little... You have a couple of drinks and you get drunk.
That is true. Hence why I'll have 2 drinks. On day two, I'm going to go, woo!
Should we explain to everyone what happened the other day when you got drunk? And Sophie's the clumsiest person in the world. And you had your...
Yeah, that was annoying.
So have you got...
Can I just say that I was so tired that night? I took a hay fever tablet and then I drank and it just didn't go down well.
Sophie got so drunk and she only had like a few drinks and you came back and you...
I literally had two drinks.
You spilt water everywhere and then you reached up to the top cupboard to get the cacao nibs, whatever
I
they
like
were.
I like cacao.
Which are in this huge jar, and you just grabbed the jar and it just fell to the ground and smashed. And then you went, oh, I'm going to bed, and left it.
I didn't speak like that.
You went, oh, I'm going to bed.
No, I didn't. I went, oh, for fuck's sake.
No, you
and
didn't.
Then
you, went, you went,
I'm off to bed. I'll do
and then you
in the
just went to bed and left this jar on the ground.
Yeah, you cleaned it up, though, very kindly, which to my, like, amazing. That was, like, that is actually the biggest, nicest thing you've ever done for me, was clean those cacaos up. Because I woke up with dread thinking, oh, I've got to go down and wipe up all those cacao nibs. And they get everywhere.
We need to just work this out, right, for the podcast. Because the podcast is Newlyweds. It's all about getting married.
Yeah.
We are in a situation right now where you really, I've noticed it before, you love the wedding venue. That's what you love. You love our new wedding planner, which is great. We've got Lucia, who's incredible. The problem is at the moment is the budget that they have is way too high. We just can't afford that budget. So we then have to start making a decision on what we do. Do we have to bring down the guests?
Why don't I just get an extra job?
Doing what?
I don't know.
Working nights. What are you going to do?
Wimbledon's coming up. I could be a ball girl.
You think you'll go?
I don't know if they pay that well, though.
Also,
I quite like that.
Also, Sophie.
Run. On the ball.
Also, you think that you'll get the job as a ball girl then soon? There's no, they've been training for so long.
To be a ball girl?
Yes, they've been training for ages to be a ball girl. You can't
all
just rock up.
All you have to do is grab a ball.
Also, the ball girls are like 12. You're 27. You'll be a giant compared
to
them.
Well, there's a will, there's a way. No, we can afford it.
There is no way that you could go to Wimbledon.
Yeah, but there's a will, there's a way that we'll be able to afford this venue.
It just stresses me out a lot, and I feel like I'm left with all of the details, and I still feel we haven't
that
got anywhere.
That is such bullshit. You're not left with all the details.
I am. We don't...
You haven't even communicated on the thread, the WhatsApp group, nothing.
I have. I'm trying to
sort
it out.
You've not replied once.
We can't afford it yet.
What are we going to do then?
I don't know. Cancel day two, then we can.
No.
The other little thing we have to then do is maybe not do it in the same place, but do it at a beach bar.
Not do what at the same place?
Sorry, do the day two at the same place and go and do it all on the beach together and just go to a bar on the beach.
I don't mind doing that.
All right. Listen.
I really need to sneeze.
Okay, you can tell by our frustration, everyone, that we're sort of freaking out. Now, the reason that people want to have a day two is because I remember one of the best parties I went to was a day two after a wedding in France.
Alex LaRue's.
It was mainly, I got naked and got into a bucket.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I got naked and got into a bucket, which was just...
You must have been really small to get into a bucket.
Yeah, it was a little ice bucket that I got into.
That's tiny.
The point is that people then have the wedding day. They're a bit hungover. They go to something else. And apparently you then all just mellow out and have a good time
and
together.
And you reminisce about the next... Like, oh, it's so funny when that happened.
So funny.
And the love's still in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, everyone needs a drink after a wedding because you're hanging out your ass. And if you don't have a drink again, you're going to have the worst hangover ever.
So you go to the day two to go and see everyone and have fun and mix with everyone and reminisce about the night before.
And let loose a bit more.
Let loose. You're on holiday.
You don't really care what you wear that day. Like, no, you know, there's no dress code. You're just going to have a laugh with your pals. You've already had the big day where it's ceremony and there's lots of to do, lots of stages. This, you're free for all. You eat the food, you drink the drink, you know.
That's it.
You put a floaty dress on so you eat whatever you want.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
That's what we need to do.
That's why we need to do it.
All right, honey. Fine. Just promise me by next episode, we're going to have the venue locked down, the date locked down, and what we're doing for day two.
Okay, deal.
Is that a deal? Shake my hand.
I can't reach, but there we go.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Having got engaged and everything.
If you're going to ask me if I still love you.
Yeah, I am asking that.
You ask it every single podcast.
Well, I ask you most days.
No, I decided last night at 1 a.m. that I didn't love you anymore. Of course I still do.
Do you think we are now like a sort of more business relationship because we're getting married and everything's like transactional?
Well, I said to you, you don't talk to me anymore.
I do talk
no,
to you.
No, he goes, shh. He's like, Sophie, I ask him so many questions. Like, so this happened and that happened. You're like, Sophie, shh.
No.
I'm like, oh, sorry, mister. I'm just going to play COD the whole time, but not actually have a conversation with my fiance.
I always have a conversation with you.
Do you or do you not sometimes go, Sophie, shh?
Yeah, but that was when I was sleepy on the weekend.
the weekend is when we get to spend time together because you
honey,
work.
We get to hang out all the time together. And it was just the weekend when you were just a bit... I was tired and I didn't know what I should say on the weekend.
Who else listening thinks it's not very nice when your fiancé tells you to shush?
Then we can make a deal, right? I will speak to you as much as you want, but then we...
But only about the things that I ask you about. Don't drone on about all the boring stuff.
Okay, but then one day a week we have to do a dress-up.
No.
What do you mean? Why not?
No, it's weird.
Why is it weird?
It's weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't want to see you dressed up.
You don't have to see me dressed up.
I don't want to dress up.
You don't want to dress up at all? You could dress up in like a little Wimbledon ball person outfit.
So you fancy the little 13-year-old girls?
No, that's not. You mentioned that you wanted to be a ball girl, so I thought
But
that
you was... said they were 13.
Yeah, but it's not the fact that they're 13. That's not...
But that's what you said.
I know, but you're not 13. You're 27.
So you want me to wear like a schoolgirl outfit?
No, a ball girl outfit. And then I could
be a 13-year-old's outfit.
No, I don't want you to wear a 13-year-old's outfit. You can wear a ball girl's outfit and I could then walk in from a hard day at tennis. Oh, that was a tough old game, wasn't it?
So you're saying the tennis players like Rafael Nadal fancies the ball girls?
No, you've made this very confusing. It's not meant to be that.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Should we get ready for reverse, Mr. and Mrs.?
I think so.
Okay, it's time for reverse Mr. and Mrs. Okay, big question today. If I was going to get a tattoo, and you were going to get a tattoo, which ones would you get?
Oh, can I say for me?
No, you have to guess what I'm going to get. And I know what I'm going to get.
Okay, you would get taco written in small letters. Did you write this down? Because I know I'm right. Am I right?
Are you joking? How on earth do you know that I would get
Thank you.
How on earth did you know that I would want to get taco?
I'm a psychopath.
Yeah, that is... Oh. You're a psychopath. You are. You're a psychopath.
I'm a psychic.
I would want to get taco on me.
And you would get it there.
Yeah, that is so true.
Just above your forearm on the inside of your bicep.
Yeah, I would. I get taco there. I love tacos. That'd be sick.
Well, I told you. I got
okay,
it right.
If I guess your one right, then you have to get it on your body.
No.
Yes.
I don't know if I want a tattoo, so do I just have to think hypothetically?
I know what tattoo you want.
No, you don't. I've never told you.
I know exactly what you want. I'm going to tell you right now. You were going to get Gemini on your ribcage.
You're a loser.
I thought that's what you wanted.
I'm a Libra.
Whoa.
You're an absolute fool.
Okay, let me start that again.
No.
Let me start that again.
No, you don't. And for that, you have to actually get taco dick written on your arm because you're a dick. I love taco dick. You're a loser. Like, you don't even know your fiance's star sign. What sort of relationship are we
I
in?
I do. Are you kidding?
No, you don't. When am I born?
19th of October, 1994. When's my birthday?
3rd of November, and you're a Scorpio because you got a big sting on you.
I'll ask you another question then. What's my favourite colour?
Blue.
Turquoise.
That's a shade of blue.
It's not a shade of blue. It's a completely different colour. Blue's blue, turquoise is turquoise.
What's mine?
Pink.
No.
What is it?
Turquoise.
What's my favourite animal?
A monkey.
Okay, well done.
What's mine?
A horse.
A turtle. I don't. I'm scared of horses.
I'm scared of horses.
It doesn't make a difference.
I tell you what, why don't we potentially get a tattoo person in here and you can tattoo something on my arm?
Actually.
Yeah, we can actually do that.
Actually.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to do that?
Well, I get full reign.
You get full
reign. Guys, can you write in? Can you write in and do illustrations for me what you think I should get tattooed onto Jamie's arm? On your arm?
We'll get it on my body. All the listeners, write in what you
what
think.
What about on your face?
You think I'm going to get tattooed? What, be like Mike Tyson? Tattoo on my face?
Yeah.
No, Sophie. Absolutely not. Write in suggesting what tattoos I should get. And then, Sophie, you can pick one and you get it tattooed on my body somewhere.
Oh, so I don't get to choose. Guys, you listeners, you get to choose his tattoo and then I'll draw it onto him with my own free hand. My free hand. So I get the tattoo pen in my hand.
No,
we're
going to get a tattoo artist in here who's going to do it and they're going to
tattoo. Oh, I draw it and then he copies it onto your body.
No, we're going to pick a tattoo. You can draw it with your hand and then he'll tattoo it onto my body.
I can't wait. And if they send in like a penis, that has to go on your body.
No, I'm not going to pick the penis.
Well, I pick it though,
You're
right?
not picking a penis and putting it on my arm.
My choice.
What would you have as a tattoo?
I would probably have like a Libra. Is that really basic? Or maybe I'd have "This too shall pass," a lovely quote, like really lovely written.
I said Gemini.
No, you said a Gemini.
I know I said Gemini.
You fool.
Yeah, but
that's not right. You don't get a point for that.
Yes, I do get a point for it.
Wrong.
Oh my God. That's the end of
Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
I feel like on today's podcast we've been a bit all over the place.
So do I.
I feel stressed about the wedding. We want to say a big thank you to everyone who's tuning in listening.
Guys, we really love you.
Yeah, we really do. And thank you so much for going onto our Instagram at Nillyweds Podcast and following us and sending us messages. As I said, we read all of them. So please keep sending them and sending them all your dilemmas, your stories, good, bad, ugly, whatever it is.
And the photos I love. I've seen a couple of photos and I really love them. I really enjoy the pictures. Not that I'm a voyeur or anything, but you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
It's nice to put a face to a name.
Before we end the podcast, we should probably say that we love each other.
I love you.
There's something changed in your voice when you say that.
It doesn't.
A little bit.
You put me on the spot. There's like six people in the room.
Say it properly.
I love you.
I love you.
You literally sound like you're acting. You sound like you're doing an audition. You're like croaking.
All right, everybody. Have a great week.
Have a great week.
And we'll see you next Monday for another episode of
Nearly Words.
Until then, everyone who's getting married, everyone's getting engaged, and everyone who's love, we love you.
And everyone's who love.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.